I just want to say good morning to everybody. This is Dave, aka the Spoken Word Poet, and thank you for tuning in to another episode with Spoken Word. This morning, I'm going to recite a poem called What's for Breakfast. I figured, you know, I was in the mood to recite this poem because it's 9:08 in the morning in New York, and, you know, I'm in the mood for breakfast, so here it is. Name of this poem is What's for Breakfast. Wake up on an early Sunday morning, and my stomach was growling. I brushed my teeth, washed my face, then went to the kitchen. I wanted some coffee, so I had the water boiling. I wanted eggs, so I cracked them open, and I started scrambling. I needed the butter to cook the waffles in the frying pan. Plus, I had Canadian bacon and sausage in the oven. But suddenly, I smelled something burning, and I realized for too long the toast was in the toaster. Then all of a sudden, it got noisier. The noise was coming from the basement, so I got my bat, opened the door, went downstairs, and saw my sister flat on her back. She was getting banged by some big black guy with tattoos on his neck. He stopped banging when he noticed me, then asked what's for breakfast. Yeah, so, you know, that was, I just recited that poem. The motivation of this poem was when I watched Baby Boy. I would never forget the scene where, with Jody, he woke up, he smelled something. And he went to the kitchen, he saw Melvin butt-ass naked, and he asked him what's for breakfast. And I guess that scene from Baby Boy inspired me to write this poem. I thought that scene in Baby Boy was funny. For those of you that didn't see Baby Boy, you should see that shit, because that's one hell of a motherfucking movie. It's really good. So, you know, that's all I have for today. Thank you for tuning in. And next week, I'll recite another poem. Enjoy the rest of your day.